listening to Audio View with me, Joe Bollard, on 103.2 Dublin City FM. I mentioned on last week's Audio View that we would be moving about this summer, and we've started already. Last week, I visited Clonmel in Tipperary, and as the song says, it's a long way. I went to visit an exhibition. The exhibition was called Altered Images. Now, let me explain. Altered Images is a partnership initiative of Mayo County Council Arts Office, South Tipperary Arts Service, and the Irish Museum of Modern Art. Altered Images is an exhibition of artworks from the collections of all three organisations. Accessible, interactive and inclusive in ethos, the exhibition aims to stimulate engagement with the visual arts for the general public and particularly for disabled people. The idea that visual art exhibitions should be accessible to all people who choose to visit it is not a new one. Most national museums and galleries have an access programme that enables people with disabilities to experience selected artworks through various multisensory devices and through dedicated education and outreach programmes. However, the idea of collating an entire exhibition with an emphasis on accessibility in a multidimensional way is relatively new in Ireland. Arising from previous works done by Damien O'Connor, Altered Images came about through collaboration of the three partner organisations. Prior to the launch last Friday evening, I visited Clonmel, as I've already said, and I spoke with some of the people concerned. I first of all spoke with Damien O'Connor. Now, I must explain to you, we're in a rather large art gallery here, there's quite a lot of echo. And I started by asking Damien, how did he get involved with all this?
Joe, I'm the Disability Arts Coordinator for Mayo County Council. My involvement started, it actually goes back about 14 years. We had an exhibition in Manchester that I worked on, and I worked with an audio describer and a model maker, and we created a 3D relief of one painting that was exhibited. Skip forward to 2007, and I was working on a placement at Mayo County Council. I began to talk to the arts officers at the council about this experience and about how the general public, as well as visually impaired people, went crazy about the exhibition because they could experience art in a new way through touch. Skip forward then another year or so, and we get to a point where Mayo County Council, South Tipperary County Council and the Irish Museum of Modern Art apply to the Arts Council for funding for a partnership project, and here we go. We have a full exhibition of work here. So the idea came from something that happened a long time ago, and now we see it resurrected in a complete exhibition of works rather than just one painting.
And it must have taken a lot of work and time to get it to this stage.
It took, I think, the first meeting we had about it was something like November 97, and since then we've been working on it since then. It's almost a two-year project to get this where it is now.
Which would be your favourite piece in the whole exhibition?
Now, I think, they're all so different. I love the David Green, because the 3D relief of that is very, very big, and the David Creighton piece is a photograph, the Green Kitchen, but this is a very large 3D relief. It's three-dimensional, as are all of them, actually. But David himself created an audio track that goes with the audio description, and he has a lovely feel to it. I love the Caroline McCarthy, the luncheon, bowls of fruit, and her explanation as to her process. I think it's about the process. I kind of appreciate most of them because of what the artist themselves has said about them, where the idea came from, how they got to where they got, and what they ended up with. And I think once you get that process, once you get the background, the context, then you can appreciate it even more. Because Anne Hornsby's description is wonderful, but I know Anne from other projects I've worked with her. So I in their own way, they all have something that's a bit special. So that one and the luncheon sort of jump out at me.
Damien, we blind people tend to quite often poo-poo the idea of art and exhibitions and things, but this one is definitely different. Mm.
It's different because it's accessible to us. I mean, how often do you hear on the radio a new exhibition at the such and such a gallery and whatever, and you know that you you know that if you went to them, most of the time you might be walking along with your paintings or whatever, that would be completely inaccessible, and there's no description, there's no tactile release, it's not accessible. So for a long time, for years and years and years, people like us have never done this kind of thing, because people like us don't do theatre, museums, because the work is so inaccessible to us. Whereas this exhibition, we've taken that issue head on and said, look, how can we do this and make this completely accessible, not just to visually impaired people, but to the general public at large, and how can we get people to experience art in a new way through touch as well as the visual aspects of it. So I mean, that's the really exciting thing about this project. Never been done here before on an exhibition such as this. It's first, and we're all very proud of this.
Still in the museum, as you can hear with the echo, I've caught up with Sally O'Leary. Sally, first of all, what's your position here?
I'm the arts officer here in Satyr Perry County Council.
You are one of the instigators of this.
Well, I was one of them. Yes, this is a collaborative project between Satyr Perry County Council, Mayo County Council and the Irish Museum of Modern Art.
How did you come up with this idea?
Well, it stemmed from a conversation which I'd had with Damien O'Connor and between myself and Anna McCarthy as well. And it was a conversation because Damien had done a similar project but on a much smaller scale in Manchester Art Gallery. They'd actually put together a sort of display of one piece of work. And we decided, we felt, wouldn't it be great to actually have a whole exhibition and be able to tour that exhibition. So that's where it sort of germinated from.
It must have taken a lot of organising.
It's taken a long time to get to this point now. I mean, the project really first germinated nearly 2 years ago. So, over that period of time, there's a lot of thinking gone into it.
And what about funding? It didn't build itself. It must have cost something.
No, funding. Initially, we received funding from the Arts Council to set us off, get us going. And we've also had funding from each of our own organisations, plus from the Department of the Environment and from the Department of Education. So we've had a lot of support on this.
What was the most difficult part of putting this together?
I suppose just the logistics, because there's so many elements to it. With an exhibition that goes on the walls, it's a fairly simple process. But because there are so many different elements, it was just trying to get them all together.
You were talking about here people with sight loss. Were you given any training in dealing with that?
Well, we've been guided all along by Damien O'Connor, who's the Arts and Disability organiser for Mayo County Council, and we've had a lot of guidance from NCBI, so we've been training out on the way, I suppose.
Now, what's your favourite piece in the whole exhibition?
That's very hard, because there's just so many beautiful pieces. I suppose the most dramatic would be The Last Supper by Abigail O'Brien, because it's sort of quite spectacular. But they all work in very different ways, and some are more subtle than others. I like them all.
What about this exhibition now? It's here in Clonmel until?
Until the 5th of August.
And then it moves?
Then it moves to Ballinara Arts Centre up in County Mayo.
And where does it go from there?
It'll be going to the Irish Museum of Modern Art in Dublin, and that'll be next year.
Well, as you can hear, I'm still at the exhibition, and I'm in the museum itself, and I've caught up with two people because I've come across the piece in my mind, which is one of my favourite pieces, and I'm talking to the artist herself. It's Daphne Wright, is that right, Daphne?
Yeah, Daphne Wright.
Daphne, it's a video. You've got a video. It's actually behind us on the wall. You've got a video. Tell us about this video.
Okay, well, it started off, I saw a small classical sculpture, a very tiny classical sculpture, and I was really interested in the sensuality of that piece, and the more I filmed it, the more intimate it got. And so that's the basis for it. And then I'd been very interested in the idea of the aging brain decaying and loss of memory and clips of return memory. And I was also interested at the same time about children learning to read phonically, how they learn W for W. And then I got two elderly people to say sections of phonics, and then I edited those phonics to an emotional quality. And then I refined that down to go with my film. So the film is like clippets and broken narrative.
we can hear the sound behind us of the video and the elderly people and the people expressing the sounds that they make. Now, Lars Simpson, you actually put that into interpretation. How would you put a video into a tactile piece?
Well, I think the concept we were working with at the beginning was to see the video as a collection of images that are obviously thousands of images in the video that Daphne's made, but we've chosen six images from that video which are telling small, just tiny snippets of a story and tiny elements of the story. And so we've chosen six stills, if you like, from the video and then drawn those stills out into relief so they can be felt with the fingers, and so there can be a tactile understanding of six small elements from that film. And those are actually mounted onto what's the edges of what looks a bit like a carnival tent, but is using the principle, if you like, of the magic lantern, the origin of the moving picture, if you like. And so when a visitor stands in one position in front of the piece, they can feel each of the six panels by moving the carnival tent that, if you like, shaped object made in wood around, which is actually moves around on its base and allows you to stand in one position and then move the panels round to feel one panel after another. And there's an audio support for this which talks the user through moving from one panel to another and telling the elements of the story that are being picked out in each panel.
I can take the first one here, for instance. It's standing, and at the top of it, a small wooden knob, I would describe it, to distinguish that's the first part.
That's right, yes.
Now, if I run my hands, and may I ask you, what material did you use here? It's so smooth, it's like marble.
This is something which, basically with myself and Daphne in particular, were anxious to do, because the original piece that Daphne has taken the video from was actually carved in marble, and we're not carving this in marble. This is actually made from resin which has been filled with marble dust, and so the feel is very similar to marble. It's not exactly the same, but it's very similar to marble, and so you're feeling it now, I can see, and you can actually feel that's very smooth.
Well, in my inexperienced fingers, it does feel like marble. If I can describe what I'm feeling here, it feels like a face or part of a face. And I may be wrong, but that would be the chin.
Correct.
And that would be a mouth, which was sort of, how would you describe that? Voluptuous, would you?
I think, yes, indeed, I would say, I think a sensual mouth.
Yeah, sensual mouth. Then part of a nose, that's the nostril.
Yes.
Now, that's one. Now, I'm going to move this round to the left. There are two knobs, which just, it moves. Now, here, Daphne, here I've got a piece that feels like a hand. I can feel fingers.
Yes.
And I can feel the arm. But on the other side here, at the left-hand corner, there seem to be more fingers. Is that a hand grasping a hand, Lars?
Yes.
You've actually got one hand, like you say, which is outstretched, where you can feel the thumb.
There's the thumb,
and the four fingers. Yeah. And below that, can you feel that other thumb?
Yes.
Hand is effectively cupping the other hand.
You can just feel the thumb where they were as if they were holding the hand.
Absolutely, sort of one hand holding the other. Yeah. And they're resting on, this is a thigh. And these, what you think could be other fingers, that's actually drapery.
Yeah, I've looked at this, and taken it on the whole, it looks as though there's a great deal of material.
Yes.
I mean, folds of material.
Yes.
You know, if we move it round to the third one, which is 1, 2, 3... you can feel here the folds of the material. You've actually got that, and it feels like marble, you know, as if it was designed in marble. You've done all of these at the exhibition, haven't you?
The interpretations, yes.
Did you have many sleepless nights burning the midnight oil?
I don't think since the last 6 months we've actually been using the concept of sleep.
Well, look, can I congratulate you both on this, being that this is definitely my favourite piece. Those were some recordings I made at the County Museum in Clonmel, where the Altered Images exhibition is taking place. And just to, first of all, apologise for all the background noise. And secondly, to let you know that it's very well provided with information. For instance, there's Braille catalogues, there's Braille labels on all the exhibits. There's MP3 players to let you hear as you walk around what the exhibits are all about. And there's a tremendous amount of help for people with disabilities and particularly for people with sight loss. So I want to congratulate all concerned with that exhibition. And I know I will go back and in my own time, take my time and visit the exhibition. I recommend you should do the same. You're listening to Audio View on 103.2 Dublin City FM.